welcome to BICSIS Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICSIS Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The focus of today's program will be musicians discussed recently in the Bixography Forum. I will have a couple of Bix's compositions played by Bonnie Berrigan and a little bit of Bix. We have discussed Jelly Roll Morton, Red Nichols and Ted Lewis in the forum recently. I would like to play some recordings by each one of these musicians. Let's start with Jelly Roll Morton. He was born Ferdinand Joseph Lamont in New Orleans. Several biographies state 1885 as his birth year, but in the recent book that accompanies Ken Burns' jazz series for PBS, his birthday is given as October 20, 1890. He changed his name to Jelly Roll Morton, and he is known for his outrageous claims. He claims to have invented jazz in 1902. He also stated that New Orleans style, Chicago style, Kansas City style, New York style, it is all Jerry Roll style. But some of his remarks were really quite important. One that I wish to quote from the book that accompanies Ken Burns' jazz series is, jazz music is a style, not compositions. Any kind of music may be played as jazz. Well, let's get started with the music. I will play Dr. Jazz and the original Jelly Roll Blues. These were recorded on December 16, 1926 by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers, and the Red Hot Peppers in this session were George Mitchell on cornet, Kid Ory on trombone, Omer Simeon on clarinet, Johnny Sincere on banjo and guitar, John Lindsay on bass, Andrew Hilaire on drums, and of course Jelly Roll Morton, piano and arranger, and in Dr. Jazz he's also on the vocal. So here is Jelly Roll Morton in 1926. Thank you.
got what I need, I say have. Oh, when the world goes wrong and God goes through, he's the man that makes me get out of both my family. Oh, the more I get, the more I want to see. I paid those doctors, yes, in my dreams. When I'm troubled, bound and mixed, he's the guy that gets me fixed. Hello, Sandra, give me Dr. Jazz. Thank you.
Well, that is great stuff, isn't it? Let's turn to Ted Lewis now. He was born Theodore Leopold Friedman in 1892 in Circleville, Ohio. Ted Lewis first worked in the vaudeville circuit and eventually landed in New York. In 1918, he formed his band and made his first recording in 1919. Although his repertoire consisted mostly of novelty songs and show tunes, Lewis hired several excellent jazz musicians such as George Brunis, Muggsy Spanier, Jimmy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Frank Teschmacher, Benny Goodman, I said that already, Don Murray, and Jack Teagarden. Ted Lewis's characteristics were a battered top hat and a spoken rather than a singing style. Well, let's listen to a couple of sides by Ted Lewis. First, from August 21st, 1929, Wabash Blues, with Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Dave Klein on trumpet, George Brunis and Harry Redderman on trombone, Ted Lewis on clarinet, Frank Teschmacher on clarinet, Saul Klein on violin, Jack Aronson on piano, Tony Girardi on guitar, Bob Escamilla on bass bassoon, and John Lucas on drums. That will be followed by Egyptian Ella, recorded on March 5, 1931, with Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Dave Klein on trumpet, George Brunis on trombone, Ted Lewis on vocal, as well as leader, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Jaime Wolson on tenor sax, Saul Klein, Sam Shapiro on violin, and Fats Waller on piano, Tony Girardi on guitar, Harry Barth on bass bassoon, and Rudy Van Gelder on drums. So here is Ted Lewis, first in 1929 and then in 1931. Thank you.
you know, Ella was a dancing girl who started getting fat. And every day brought 2 more pounds to Ella. Look out. Till one day she found she lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, poor Ella lost a fella. Oh, say. So she sailed to Egypt. You forget? Yes, sir. But she made a hit. She's there yet. Oh, boy, if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of nobody but Egyptianella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like them a plenty way out there. And she's got the love of every fella. Yes, sir. She does a dance, and when she stops by that River Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles. And every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's immense. How they love. They love Egyptianella. Wow. Right in, ladies and gentlemen, see Egyptianella. Egyptianella, why she even, yes sir, just like jelly on a plate.
It was pure, unadulterated Ted Lewis's vocal there. Well, let's get a little bit of Vixen. I'd like to play Blue River. This was the Frank Trumbauer recording of August 25th, 1927, with Bill Rank on trombone, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody sax, Doc Riker on alto sax, Don Murray on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and there is a vocal by Sugar Ellis. So here is Bix in 1927.
Thank you.
nothing like Bix, even if he's not all over the place, he's something else. Well, the third musician that I want to talk about today, or that I want to play a couple of recordings, is Red Nichols. We talked about Red Nichols several times already. This is a very early Red Nichols with the Tennessee Tooters, and I'd like to play a couple of recordings. First, Hot and Tot, recorded on January 23rd, 1925, with Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Mole on trombone, Chuck Miller on alto sax, Lucien Smith on tenor sax, Rube Bloom on piano, John Calley on banjo, Joe Tardo on bass bassoon, and Harry Lotman on drums. This will be followed by How Come You Do Me Like You Do, recorded the same day, January 23, 1925, the same composition for the band. They sound quite a bit like the California Ramblers. So here is Red Nichols with the Tennessee Tooters in 1925. Thank you. How did you like that solo by Miff Maul in How Come You Do Me Like You Do? That Miff Maul was another of my favorite musicians. Well, let's now have a couple of compositions from Bix, recorded by Bonnie Berrigan and his men on November 30, 1938. The men were Irving Goodman on trumpet, Ray Conniff on trombone, Murray Williams and Gus Bivona on clarinet, alto sax, George Auld on tenor sax, Joe Lippmann on piano and arrangements, Hank Wayland on string bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. I will play Flashes from November 30, 1938, and next day, December 1st, 1938, In the Dark. So here is Bonnie Berrigan and his men playing Bix's compositions in 1938.
Thank you.
I wouldn't call Buddy Berrigan a modern musician, but those arrangements by Joe Lippmann were quite modern. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Treasure, if you contend, this is